ABC Radio Australia.
It's been another major drug bust in the Pacific, this time in Tonga, where police and Navy officers tracked a large shipment of cocaine to one of the outer islands. It's one of several anti-drug smuggling operations to happen in the Pacific over the past week, with Fijian authorities catching a luxury yacht packed with drugs, guns and cash. Several Australians have been implicated in that operation. Pacific Beat's reporter Nick Fogarty has been covering both of these cases. Nick, what can you tell us about what Tongan authorities are telling you?
We weren't able to speak to Tongan Police Commissioner Stephen Caldwell over the phone, but he's released a statement saying that police seized 58 kilograms of cocaine with an approximate street value of 30 million paanga, or about 20 million Australian dollars, and that they made the bust on the outer island of Ha'apai. They've arrested two local men aged 26 and 28, and they're now in police custody. He's describing the seizure as highly significant and says the fight against drugs is a challenge for the country and not just for the police. That's really all the information they're willing to give us at this stage because the case is before the courts. But I was able to get a broader view of the case's significance from the Central Police Command's Acting Chief Superintendent, Tavita Vailia. I asked him if this was one of a number of recent drug busts in Tonga and if he thought it indicated an increase in drug-related activity in the country.
I would say yes, and I think we all know the negative impact of drugs in the society, and Tonga is no exception. But yes, so far this year we have been able to mount a special operation, and now we're currently running a task force with aim of strengthening our drugs enforcement. But I'm aware that we are looking forward to strengthen our border security and all those issues that can minimise the problem with drugs importation.
There is a history of Tonga being used as a transit point for these drug trafficking operations, but why do you think traffickers are now targeting Tonga itself as a destination for these drugs to spread them into society?
I think at the moment Tonga is not isolated. That problem is common for the Pacific, but Tonga is one of that. And I can say that some of the organized crime leaders, they target the Pacific Island nations because of it is under-resourced and the vulnerability of our geographical location in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. But also we consider that we have a high number of Tongan communities throughout America, Australia and New Zealand. Also the equal numbers of Tongan nationals that has been deported back to Tonga from those three countries. It can be part of the problem because although they are deported from those countries, but they still have a strong connection through using of technologies, so it can be easily arranged.